It is Fat Tuesday, and the program is for locals only with Gary Hamada. Let's join Gary and his guests.
Well, we are very, very fortunate today to welcome a very special guest, and it is on the Live with the Jazz Cats segment. We are in touch with Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs in Southern California, and if you want more information, you can go to thejazzcat.net, www.thejazzcat.net. He's got a list of interviews, a terrific website, and we're now joining Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs in Southern California for his segment, and he's got a special guest with him.
Hey, what's going on, Gary? How you doing?
All right, take it away, buddy.
it's such an honor and a pleasure to talk to this gentleman because he's one of my favorite cats in jazz, man. He's just one of the most outstanding players, one of the sweetest guys, man, and just one of the best cats you want to know. Grammy winner, Danilo Perez. Danilo!
Hey, Leroy, how you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Mainly my it's actually, it's very warm, but it's frozen because it's cold in here in Boston. But I'm sending you my warm, cold, you know, hellos to everybody listening, and truly really, really happy to be on the air. Really excited. I was, when you told me about this, I was like, yes, anything to do with Leroy, let's do it.
Well, that's cool, brother. Hey, man, I just want to congratulate you on the album with Wayne. It's called Beyond the Sound Barrier. And it's just another beautiful accomplishment, man.
Thank you. I was immensely, this was an incredible surprise. And to be honest, I'm waiting for my Grammy. This has been great, man. This has really been a great one, really.
You know, I know that Wayne is such a genius, man. And
yes.
In what way has playing with him influenced your playing?
I think in the way that he's been, he has connected me, reconnected me with my children's soul, with in a way, with the feeling that I had with my father when I was a kid, with the love for music, the love for research, the love for the understanding when we're getting ready to do something in life. A lot of things come your way that may want to discourage you from that, but you just got to go. And it's almost like playing a chord that you used to, but then you try and find another note, and celebrating life every time you're playing. And that's one of the biggest questions I had this year is like, okay, we always say thank you to the Lord when we're eating dinner or something. You know, I'm a Christian, so I feel very strong about that. But then finally I said this year, okay, why do we get this blessing? You know, what do we give back to the Lord? You know, and in that sense, I say, okay, creativity, adventure. That's what Wayne really talks about, and I feel that musically he has just reconnected me in serious, deep way with the love for the music, love for people, love. I mean, just understanding the celebration that goes into when you play music. It's been a fantastic experience.
Man.
Beside all the, you know, all the harmony and, you know, a lot of things that you learn from playing with him,
yeah.
It's being about the love that he has and the feeling of eternity when in his music, you know?
Well, you know, we feel that love too, man, and guys, it all comes through you and just bounces right off of us in the audience, and we feel the love as well, man. So we thank you.
Thank you, and we really thank the audience too, because the audience have not set limit, you know, on the discovery. They have been supporting us and really being there for the journey. They come in and they want to say, we want to see where they're going to take us. What planet we going today together?
Yeah. Well, you guys take us all over the place. This is Leroy Downs, and you're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. I'm online with Danilo Perez.
Yeah.
Hey, Danilo, you have three beautiful women in your life, and I know they inspire Mini Daddy Danilo creation. So why don't you tell me about them?
Well, that's another significant change in my life. You know, my first daughter, Daniela, it was born out of my beautiful wife that I have, Patricia Zárate, who's a tremendous saxophonist, alto, and we have been together around 10 years, on and off, because she moved to Washington for a period in New York, and we had, in 2 years ago, we were very blessed to have, to bring to the world Daniela, Patricia Perez, and she was the big first significant change, and it was amazing, you know, just the feeling of being a witness to the creation of another life, and also, you know, that your time is not about your time anymore.
No, it's not at all.
You know, you have to share it, you know, and she owns it, you know. She said, "Daddy, I got it."
Well, I know that those significant changes in your life reflect how you look upon music as well in terms of some of your new creations.
Exactly. I feel that now when I'm, you know, for example, I give you an example. She helped me so much to write a piece called Cobilla. You know, I was trying to write something. I was sitting down, and I was like, boo, 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 doo, 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 doo. And she looked at me and goes, "Oh, no, 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 Daddy, no, no." She almost, she's singing something else against what I'm doing. And I was like, I'm fighting to try to find something. And she said, "Daddy, Cobilla, Cobilla, Cobilla." And you start singing something. I was like, "Wait a minute, I better check out what she's doing."
Yeah.
So when I listened to her, she was just bursting with inspiration. She was throwing it all at me, and I hear a bass line, doom, 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 doom. And she kind of, in her own sign language, she told me, "Hold that, hold it, stay there, don't move." So I did that, and doom, 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 doom. And then she started doing, like, by that time, she knew about dogs and wow, wow, and stuff like that. So she goes, "Wow, wow, doom, 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 doom," and just so hip. Her placement of ideas, that I decided to write it down, and I did, and that was the seminal motif figure for a piece called Cobilla, which I started playing, and you know, I brought it to the road with Jackie Jeanette that we went on tour last year, and he's like, "Man, that's a hip piece," and I explained then how I came up to Patty Tucci too, and all the cats, you know, on Ben Street and Adam. And they're like, "Man, that's hip."
That's outstanding, man.
You know, and just listening to her, you know, really paying attention to what she brings to the world. You know, she's bringing the last news from the creator.
Yeah, creations from another creation.
Exactly. So that was the first big one, Leroy. And then, you know, last year, my second one, which is Carolina.
Right.
Carolina Esmeralda Perez, and man, it's just full of blessings, man. You know, and definitely paying and you know, being in tune with my country in Panama, with everything that's going on in the world, with the people in New Orleans and Africa,
yeah.
And you know, just really be grateful about what you really, you know. Are getting, you know, for free, basically.
Yeah.
And then you have to bless back, you know, you have to deliver back.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. We're talking with Danilo Perez, and we're live on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio in beautiful Carmel, California. This is Leroy Downs. I wanted to also mention, you know, your creations are so grounded in people and the spirit of humanity and the human experience. They all are conveyed in such a way as to bring all of the music, the races, the culture, and the people together, man.
Yes, we are very fortunate to, in Panama, we that's the language, you know, that we speak, is diversity. And I think it's not only like being able to tolerate the diverse, you know, because that's a huge word, what that really means. But in a way, it's like from the enrichment of the diversity, you look, you know, you kind of check out what your neighbors are doing, like the worldly, and you acknowledge the equality and the justice that in the world that comes from equality that should happen, even though you know, it's sort of like a dream in a way. But it's a beautiful dream because every time that you think positive about life, I believe, and I'm very, very big believer at that, that way of thinking is helping somebody in the world, man. Every time you throw up an incredible positive energy from writing a piece, from coming up with a motif, from, you know, I feel that's almost like picking up the radio and tuning into a frequency that it goes all around the world. Satellite.
Yeah.
It goes satellite through the soul. You know, we have a satellite. We are digitally connected from ages, man.
Yeah, and we all are.
You know?
Hey, what about, what are some of the Panamanian experiences that you've had over in your country that have affected your music that people over here in America may not experience?
Well, I think the first big one would be I went back in 1989 to perform. I'm just talking about something that happened while I was there 2 days before the invasion happened. You know, and the sounds of those incredible bombs, and it was amazing. But that experience, instead of turning it into a negative experience, I really changed my life. It changed my life because I was grateful for a second, and that's the key, to be grateful, to be living, man. That's not a given. We take it for granted, like we wake up every day and we are breathing. But you know, there are people in the world who doesn't ever get that chance.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just that experience that I had from that, you know, what other people call tragedy or whatever, it was an amazing awakening. You know, I live in both places now, like not so much in Panama, but in Boston. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we have in this society is that everything comes at us at the speed of the light.
Yes.
So we don't have time to nurture, you know, like sometimes I've been amazingly, in Panama, one of the things that you get in this country, because it's so small, is that everybody knows you, you know, and you get to know the food, the sandwich maker, you get to work, people get to know around where you are, people know you by any name, everybody probably in the province will say, yeah, I know Leroy. You know, like, there's a lot of community work still being done. And I think we have a really big challenge here with that topic, community. It's a lot of solitude, you know, much more at individual kind of, you know. So I think that's still something you can get in Panama.
Yeah.
That a lot of that community work. And it's, you know, it's got a lot of pro. Some things are, you know, I feel like, oh no, I don't like this. But I miss it when I'm here in the cold weather, man, and it's freezing, and I, you know, ain't nobody to talk to. You know, now I have my family, but for many years I was alone, and I really miss that. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have a chance to talk to you, Gary. We have any extra time to talk to Danilo?
Hey, it's George here. I only have one question, and we're gonna have to scram. But here's something I'd like to know: is this piece "Rabo de Nube" by Silvio Rodriguez?
Yes.
This, I've heard this by three different individuals, and of course on your CD Till Then. This has to be the national anthem of some place, man. And where is Silvio Rodriguez from?
Okay, that's beautiful, man. Question. Silvio is from Cuba. He is one of the, you know, best composers, songwriters that I have ever heard. His music is so touching. He had so many hits that are not very well known here, and I wanted to acknowledge his presence, you know, in this CD. He's a wonderful musician, and I was actually moved because I know Charles Lloyd recorded, and it was amazingly impressive that we have never talked about it, and we just did it, you know. So it's somebody who is with his talent and his energy is touching all of us and putting us in the 90.900 percent frequency, you know?
Yes. I also have a copy by Jane Bonnet. She plays saxophones, and the way she performs it in a ballad, it just unfolds and unfolds and unfolds, but it's an incredible ballad.
It's gorgeous.
Yes.
Super beautiful.
Thank you very much, Danila. This is Gary Hamada, and you're listening to For Locals Only on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The special segment, Live with the Jazz Cat, comes to us every Tuesday at about 5:14 p.m. Compliments of the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. If you want more information, go to his website, www.thejazzcat.net. And you get a lot more interviews on there. And again, he brings us a very, very special guest, a giant in the jazz industry. Thank you, Leroy.
Hey, you're absolutely welcome. Danilo, man, it's a pleasure, my friend.
Leroy, my friend, and to all of you, and keep up the energy, and we need it, man. We need you guys out there, you know, fighting for the justice, man, and peace, and keep it up, because it's more than being in the radio or doing a jazz radio program. It's the sign of hope, man, salvation. Just moving on with things that are you know, that create inspiration. That's where we at now, man. We have to keep that strong.
Well, you create it, and it's our service to you, man. So
and you guys are doing it too.
Keep
being warriors, man, because I know what's happening.
Viva Panama!
Yes, viva Panama!
Viva Panama!
And I, you know, I'm inviting you all publicly to come to the Panama Jazz Festival next year.
Oh man!
It happens in January. And please come if you want some energy and have a good time. Leroy, you're welcome.
Thank you, brother.
You know what's happening?
All right.
And all of you there. Really, it's been a great pleasure for me.
Leroy, can you ask Danilo if he would come back on again with us when we have a little bit more time?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll try to get Danilo back another time so we can speak some more about this beautiful music.
Yes. Love and blessings to you all, man.
Peace and blessings, Danilo.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Leroy. And Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs comes to us again every Tuesday. And if you want to get more information and also actually hear these interviews, go to his website, www.thejazzcat.net. And Leroy Jazz Cat Downs is just another terrific interview, Leroy.
Man, there's so much stuff I'd love to be able to talk to Danilo about, but I know the time is limited. But thank you so much for...
Please schedule him in again. Just a terrific individual, as
we
all know, and a wonderful artist. We'll be right back with more from For Locals Only. You're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. It's our Fat Tuesday, February 28, 2006 show here. Special guest, writer, columnist, award-winning Andrew Gilbert will be right with us. And we'll talk a little bit more about artists like Danilo Perez. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.